already seen his wee-wee. He's already seen my noo-noo.
I don't know that one. Do you mind make up with me while I tell you some fun facts about myself? I'm 27. I was born in Johannesburg, South Africa, but moved to Perth when I was 3 months old. I loved growing up in Perth. And I think it's the reason I am so incredibly close to my family. I have 3 brothers, 2 older, 1 younger. They're my best friends. Growing up, I felt like I was averagely good at a lot of different things, but never exceptionally good at one thing, which used to be one of my biggest insecurities. I'm definitely a type B type person. I don't really care too much about planning ahead. In saying that, I'm definitely a creature of habit. I moved to Melbourne after school with my family. I've now been here for 7 years and I think it's the greatest city in the world. I live with 2 of my brothers, Troy and Tide. I've lived with my brothers pretty much my whole adult life, except for last year when I lived in a share house with some friends, which was so fun. I gained a social media following when I was in high school because Troy posted a lot on the internet and I would be in his videos. As a result, I just gained followers. It was at a time where like influencing and content creation wasn't really as much of a thing except on YouTube. So I found it really cringe. I didn't embrace it. And now I feel like one of my biggest regrets in life will be not taking content creating and influencing seriously. I think it's a wasted opportunity. That's one of my goals for 2025, to post more, be more consistent, because it's really fun. Now that I'm in my later 20s, I reflect on my younger 20s and I wish I was less anxious. I was very existential, very scared of growing up. I think people are just the best ever. And I think most people are inherently good. I work for a skincare brand called Conserving Beauty and I think it's such an epic brand. What do you think of my finished look?
Love.